Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whoa, whoa! Welcome back into the Midday Show. Andy and Randy. Abe Gordon filling in for Andy today. Randy McMichael. Getting ready to talk about the Atlanta Falcons. Oh, their keys to the game. This hour brought to you by Reliable Heating and Air. Book an appointment for a convenient time at ReliableAir.com. Ryder Cup underway and one match already in favor currently to Team Europe. They're one up as Scotty Scheffler tries to draw even. Two of the other matches all tied as they're underway, and one match just about to tee off. Europe took a 3-1 lead this morning, but we'll see how it plays out through these afternoon foursomes and if the U.S. can make it interesting heading in today to tomorrow. We'll keep a loose eye on that, but I'll be honest, it'll be tough. To watch Sunday, you're going to have the NFL at 9:30.
The Ryder Cup will get no eyes this weekend. I mean, you know what?
It'll be on tomorrow morning, I guess.
I won't say that, you know, because I do enjoy it. And
well, if it's competitive coming down the stretch Sunday, you got multiple TVs.
That could be there, but you got a lot of stuff going on that weekend. This weekend, I should say, as far as sports-wise. But, yeah, I mean, like I said, Ryder Cup's cool. It's cool. It's not in my wheelhouse, as I've said, but it's cool. Not a problem. But yeah, it don't look like it's going to be that much more competitive. They need to have a good afternoon. How about we just say it like that?
I got a couple of things here written down. Most of them, again, are relatively obvious, but things I want to hammer towards the Falcons. Well, I want to get yours first, though.
I was going to say, because I know that he went out, he was sick. Terrell Williams, the DC for the Patriots, he's going to be away for a while.
Okay.
They said that because he some dudes just came down, and I know Terrell, so that just it hit me like that. But hopefully he's this is something that's going to pass by. But I think the biggest thing, and I told, remember Wednesday we had Dave Archer on. I said we're moving along. You got to move on. You got to move on from, and I know
turn the page. Yeah,
you got to turn the page from that. But that's not the key. That's just something that should be relevant. Don't let the Panthers beat you twice. I think that's mostly important. Special teams got to be special. They cannot. And, I mean, they looked horrendous. I know they got the turnover on special teams, but I'm talking about the fielding of the kicks, the making of the field goals. I don't know who's going to kick for this team on Sunday, but, I mean, you're in a controlled environment. You got to be a reliable part. You got to be the more reliable unit between the two teams, the Falcons special teams. The next one is, and this is the most important, one of the most important things to me, don't press. Something is going to go wrong tomorrow. I mean, on Sunday. And it could be early in the game. It could be something, when we mentioned it on Wednesday or Thursday, mentioned it as far as something going wrong, that energy trying to leak out of that building. Don't press. We talked about it earlier. You know what? There's a situation where I know the other people have noticed, a certain play where Kyle Pitts is running wide open down the middle of the field. It's going to happen again. Now, it could happen because, they're disguising something. Don't press. Don't press if you're a receiver. I got to get out of my break earlier because I got to make a play. No, run the right depth, be in your right position and everything. Michael, don't press if you miss your first three passes. Don't get into a point where I got to fit this ball in here and all those things. Give the ball to seven. Give the ball to seven and give the ball to seven because the Commanders are good on defense. But they got some older players, and I like Bijan's matchup with Wags. I do. Now, they're coming off of a game where my man Von Miller had two sacks. Don't get him started because he's still as crafty as they come. No damn game balls. No damn game balls. All right, just saw this thing on Washington Commanders thing. Marcus Mariota is a captain for the game. No damn game balls. Do not let him come in here because we know that Jane Daniels is not going to play. We know that Terry McLaurin is not going to play. That is advantage Falcons. He's going to give you an opportunity to get the ball, meaning either he's going to throw it crazy or he's going to fumble. Did it last week, had a big fumble after he broke out. And I'm talking about he's out in the clear, fumbles the ball. Marcus Mariota is going to give you the ball. All right, you got to catch it. And you got to fall on it and poke it out because he's going to do it if you're the Falcons. And whatever, I can't read my damn handwriting. And lastly, like, composure, man. All right?
Yeah.
Come keep your composure. Again, there's going to be a time on Sunday afternoon where it's going to feel like, oh, hell, here we go again. Just keep your composure, man. Just keep your composure and try to prove your head coach right. Try to prove him right. Try to make the offense. Try to prove him right. That's what we thought that when the offense looks good on Sunday. That is why we brought him down there. We thought it would be this, and this. Oh, you saw the receivers. One of them finally got a touchdown. That's why the change was made because we wanted to get TJ. Whatever. Try to make your head coach right.
So I got a couple of things that I want to echo and a couple of things I want to build upon that you've already talked about. And I want to ask you about Mariota as well. I wrote down don't let him get a dang game ball. The question for me is that something that you're more worried from him beating you with his arms or with his legs?
Legs.
And I think part of that is also because McLaurin is out and that ties into it. You got to be able to deal with a running quarterback. Yep. And that is something that I don't want to say traditionally, but we have seen guys, Baker Mayfield's already gotten you at times this year. You have got to deal with a running quarterback, and so you'll deal with that with Mariota. Don't listen to the noise. And there's been a lot of criticism of the pistol. There's been a lot of criticism of the receivers. There's been a lot of criticism of the lack of deep ball attempts, whatever it is. And if it's there, take it. I'm not saying ignore it completely, but don't listen to the noise. Do what you're confident in if you're the Falcons. Don't adjust just because people are complaining. And again, if it comes naturally, it comes naturally, but I want to see it. I don't want you to force it from that aspect. You tell me you want to be a running team, go be a running team. Like you said, Bijan, Algier, Bijan, run the ball. I want to look up at the stats at the end of the day and say, boy, we only had 17 carries and Penix threw it 36 times. I don't even have to. I mean, again, however many the numbers are, the numbers, there should be close to a balance, if not more runs than passes. And so you've sat here and told me you're going to be a run team. This is the identity we want to have. Told me Bijan Robinson is the best player in football. Give him the opportunity to prove it with touches. And you mentioned this one. Field goals, kickoff, returns. These are not things we should be discussing on Monday.
Correct.
I do not want to talk about a knuckleball kickoff, a field goal competition, or anything that happens in special teams unless we're crediting a new kicker, a return man, whatever it is. You want to credit guys, fine. This can't be part of the discussion when we get there on Monday. So those are the things that I'm looking at. And I said it before, Randy, and I'll say it again. Don't be surprised if they force a deep ball early. I think it's coming. I think they have heard the noise, and I think Zach Robinson, his time has.
I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't like that. I don't like that noise thing that you're saying. Okay. All right, guys.
But it happened week two last year. That's why I say it. Well, I mean, we all complained about a pistol for a week straight against the Steelers, and what do? They ran almost no pistol for half the game in week two last year, which ended up being a good game against the Eagles.
Because there was game plan. I think more games plans at a game plan specific. I think this team needs, like you said, all your points are so valid. But more than anything, they're better. I think they're better than Washington because Washington doesn't have Jane Daniels. You're better than this team. Go beat them. Now, they've lost the worst teams, and I understand that, but they don't have their starting quarterback or their starting receiver. Go beat them. Do not allow Marcus Mariota to come into this freaking building, across not across the street, around the block and down the corner from us, and win this damn football game. All right, don't do it. We were talking about credit and all that bull jive last week. You bid and you go up there and you lay an egg in Charlotte. Don't let freaking Marcus Mariota come into this damn building and beat your ass.
Yeah.
All right. He had a good week last week. He's a backup for a damn reason. All right. Do not let him come in here and the Washington Commanders without their starting quarterback or their starting wide receiver and beat your ass.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Sunday afternoon, period.
The other thing is less game planning and more just, I don't know what Penix needs to do to get himself right.
Play better.
Yeah, but it's more than just.
It really ain't more than that. Play better.
I agree with that. It is play better, but whatever was going on with his footwork and his mechanics, and I don't know.
Fix footwork and mechanic like that in one damn week. Play better.
Whatever it was, we can't see that again.
He's got to play better.
Yeah.
He's got to play better. They got to play better around him. You see, I'm getting irritated right now. Don't lose to freaking Marcus Mariota and the Washington freaking Commanders. They're good with him. They are, all right. Don't give me to them what they did last week. All right. The Vegas Raiders, come
Can
on.
Can I be honest? I don't think they're that good.
I don't think they're that good.
Even last year.
Remember when I said this coming into the season about this? I'm not sold on them because of all the last-minute possessions and all that. Don't lose to the freaking Washington Commanders with Marcus Mariota as the quarterback. Period.
I felt like they caught a heater last year. And hopefully that's not the case this year. And hopefully you can head in. And don't forget, you're going into a bye week. And I think that's part of it, too, the mindset. Head into a bye week with some momentum. That'd be really nice, too. All right. When we come back, the midday AMA. Any question, any topic, Abe Gordon, I'm here to answer him. Randy McMichael, he's here to answer him. Bo Johnson can get involved as well.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.